The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Wonderful. How are you?
Very good.
We have with us Andy Tay, Regional Manager with Orkin Pest Control.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you?
Great.
Thanks for being here with us.
Happy to be back.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we cover many real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live webcam tab and take a look and see what's going on from our roof cam.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is mobile friendly. Look us up on Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Facebook. Okay, Andy Tay, Regional Manager with Orkin Pest Control.
This has turned into the Orkin Show.
You've
been here forever.
This is it, yeah.
I'm moving in.
This is, I think, the 9th show we have done with you in the recent past, and you were here several years ago, and we did quite a few shows, and we're having wonderful discussions with you each and every week.
You're not sleeping very good, are you?
Jack? Well, sometimes when I think about the things we talked about, it doesn't make me...
doesn't warm give you that and peace
no,
of mind.
No, no peace of mind or peaceful or anything like that. But I do appreciate learning about all these fascinating topics with you. And can you give me a little bit about you and your company before we get in? We delve into our program here, please.
Absolutely. Orkin Pest Control, world's largest pest control company out of Atlanta, Georgia. Been in business since 1901, so we've done it for a long time. I've been in pest control for 22 years now. I teach a lot of courses on a variety of pests. My background is Purdue University entomology, AIB American Institute of Baking for pest control and food manufacturing and food handling facilities. So I've been doing it a long time.
You know a lot about all the different subjects we covered in the recent past. So today we want to talk about bees, wasps, and hornets. For this part of the show, the first half, and maybe go into other topics after the break. So,
absolutely.
All right. Bees, wasps.
Bees, wasps, hornets, yellow jackets. Yes. Well, they're all different, and certainly, you know, the honeybee we consider very beneficial, and we don't want to harm. And that's one of those types of critters that we don't really want to kill unless we absolutely have to. Now, it is legal for us to kill them, but we just don't. We have lists of beekeepers who are happy to come and get those from you. So now, if you have honeybees in your house or near your home or on your property, you can call Orkin or, well, any company, and we'll get you in touch with a beekeeper who typically will come out and get it no charge. There's rare instances where we just have to kill them, but again, that's not something we want to do. But the other critters, wasps, hornets, yellow jackets, you know, they can be very harmful and very scary to have around.
How do you know the difference between a honeybee and a yellow jacket?
Very similar in appearance. They have that yellow and black stripe typically. Honeybees are typically a little oranger than yellow and have that fur, tend to be a little smaller. But that fuzziness, that furriness kind of tells us that it's exactly that, a honeybee or a yellow jacket. And again, you know, I talk about this a lot, but when in doubt, you can call us. We'll come out, no charge, and take a look, and we'll identify it for you. If it's yellow jackets, we'll talk about treatment options. Again, if it's honeybees, we'll typically, if it's a situation where a beekeeper can get that queen and get that nest, typically a beekeeper will just get it for you. So, yeah. Good question, though.
Okay. So, you know, if you ever get stung by a wasp or a bee, it's not fun.
No, it's not fun at all.
It hurts. It's painful. It God forbid if you're Allergic. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Anaphylactic shock. That is terrifying for a lot of people. And we treat preventatively a lot of homes just because some people are allergic and know they're allergic. But there's a lot of people that don't know they're allergic. There's even people that have been stung during their lifetimes. I remember a gentleman, and this is in Carlisle, PA, but he told me he had never been allergic to bee stings, wasp stings before. And years later, he's in his late 50s. His son was at his house. His wife had passed cancer, whatever. Anyway, he's digging in his backyard, and he happened to dig into a yellow jacket nest. He got stung three times. He didn't even make it to his house. He passed out. He would have died if his son hadn't been there that day helping him with some yard work. But that's how scary it is. You don't know if you're allergic. You don't know if your children are allergic. So you got to be very careful. You got to watch for those signs that, you know, respiration goes up, the swelling, those kind of things, and you got to get some medicine quick. The EpiPens, you know, not everybody has them, but you don't commonly need them that fast. But if you start to have an allergic reaction, you got to get on the phone, get some help, get to the doctor, you know, get the EpiPen in you.
So, you know, you see bees from time to time, but we have seen at our property over the last couple of years, a little bit more than usual. Yep. And we did have a beehive, but it was an inactive beehive. And actually, when I had the people come and power wash it, I had them remove it.
Sure.
Because I didn't want it there. But, you know, Pat takes matters into his own hands sometimes.
No.
And he talks about that.
He never does
he
that.
He talks about that from time to time. But you had a friend that had a hornet's nest. And what did you guys decide to do? That we would not recommend somebody else taking to doing or
they burn real easy.
They burn? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Put fire on the end of a stick and they put it up there. Hope he's not listening. But it was up in Oneonta and it was a long time ago. But it was up at the peak of the roof. And what are those nests typically? Those big giant mud looking things?
Oh, the mud daubers?
I don't know. Wasps? It's a big brown, the nests.
Is it paper?
Paper.
Okay, that's either going to be yellow jackets or your hornets typically. So now the hornet nest, they all come down to a slight point at the bottom, but the hornet nest goes off at an angle. And hornets, blacker in color, dark, not the yellow and black that we typically run into. Yeah, so was it hornets?
I don't know what the hell it was. We ran, though.
You ran?
The house didn't burn down, so we were okay.
You know, commonly when we treat nests, we put on
I think we put on three cans of beer. I don't know what we did.
Okay, don't do that.
No.
The other thing I run into is, and I always like to talk about, is when you were a kid, Pat, were you one of those kids that threw rocks at nests?
No, I was in Brooklyn. There was no
in Brooklyn. That was the last thing.
There was rats
about.
In the streets.
Rats.
No,
okay.
We don't have
you
hornets.
Threw rats at the nest.
No, no.
Okay.
Rats you ran away from.
Well, don't throw rocks at their nest either.
No, I would never do that.
And one thing that I run into a lot, you know, if people have a yellow jacket nest in a house going in and out of a hole in an exterior wall, could be near a window, wherever, don't seal up the hole. Whatever you do, don't close that hole, put sealant on it. They will find a way out, and it's easier to chew through drywall than it is siding. So never a good idea to seal them in.
Can they be destructive in the home?
Destructive, they'll chew through drywall. They use different things to make those paper mache nests that you're talking about. Out in nature, it's bark, wood, sometimes the trees or the fence posts, decking. They'll just chew a little bit of that up and with their saliva make that nest. But they can use drywall. So they can use a little bit of the wood in your house. So I don't know that I would consider it destructive. But once in a while, if the nest gets well developed, over time you might see a wet spot in your drywall. And then all of a sudden there's a little hole and then you start to see more yellow jackets in a specific room. And that's, you know, when people get on the phone and call us and we have to be out there right away.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So is it the same treatment for wasps and bees, Carpenter?
Carpenter bees? Carpenter bees are a little different, but yes, very similar. The materials now, we'll often power spray the outside with residuals, but carpenter bees, we like to blow a dust product up their holes and just let it flood down in there. Now, carpenter bees bore that perfect round hole into wood and then go off at an angle, and they can lay quite a few nests in there, or quite a few eggs in there, 10 to 20 eggs in this whole line, and that burrow can be, you know, a foot, 2 feet long. into the woods. So they're actually very destructive to homes. So we'll blow a dust in there, power spray. Sometimes we'll even seal off the hole. It's always a good idea to do with carpenter bees. One of the things that makes carpenter bees destructive is the things that are drawn to their larva as their larva is maturing in that tunnel, that gallery. Woodpeckers will start to peck through that wood and really start to tear it up to get at that. They love that as a food source.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, carpenter bees can be bad. Do you ever see carpenter bees around your house?
Yeah, occasionally.
Occasionally. They're not really good flyers.
No, yeah, they're big. They seem to like hover in front of you and look at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah.
Yeah. I hate to tell you what I like to do around my house. If I see them, I have a wooden fence, so I see them occasionally. And I'll treat my fence, but they'll still be drawn to that. And
the bare wood. They like the bare wood.
Yeah. I'll take a badminton racket and I'll go after them.
Nice.
I don't want them at my house. I don't want them doing damage to my fence or my deck. I want them gone.
Yeah, I got to remember that.
But yeah, yeah. It's one of my hobbies and my fun times.
What can homeowners do to reduce the odds of having wasps, hornets, yellow jackets, carpenter bees?
Well, you know, the wasps, yellow jackets, the hornets, carpenter bees I have to talk about separately, but you got to fill up those voids. You ever see those closed line poles that have an opening on the side? Seal those off. Get those gaps or openings sealed off. Basketball poles tend to have gaps open, and a lot of times wasps get in there and start to nest because it's a good secure location away from the weather. You know, so anything like that, playground equipment, if you can seal all those voids to those poles off, you're going to reduce the amount of wasp activity you're going to get around your home. You're going to reduce when you unexpectedly find them and your children get stung by them. And then if you see activity, let's deal with it. Let's get rid of it. If you're uncomfortable treating it, call a professional. Let us come out and take a look and give you a quote. Again, we're wearing the bee suits. We're wearing the bee veils that protect us. We're using materials that are definitely better than what you can get at the store, and we definitely get better results. And when you're dealing with an insect that can harm you, sting you, certainly, but you could have an allergic reaction to, it's not always best for you to deal with it. Even when they nest in the ground, it's sometimes better just to contact us and let us take care of it rather than attempt to drink a couple beers like Pat would do. Yeah. And dig it up and try to burn it out.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, kind of a scary thing. So just contact us. Now, the carpenter bees, you know, we run into these a lot with wood. You know, so if you have wood soffits or if you have a lot of exposed wood on your house, it's a good idea to wrap that. Long term, you're much better off to put aluminum over all the exposed wood for a lot of reasons, but definitely for carpenter bees to kind of prevent them from boring into that wood and doing damage.
Good advice. How does someone get in touch with you?
They can just call 1-800-261-2847, 1-800-261-2847 for a free inspection.
Thank you, Andy. Pat?
You're welcome, Jackie.
We have a townhouse for sale, a two-bedroom, two-bath home at 42 Abington Gardens for $115,000. Just think, you'll never have to cut the grass, prune the shrubs, or shovel the snow again. All of that will be done for you. You also have a one-car garage. It has hardwood floors and many updates, including the bathrooms, the kitchen, along with new stainless steel appliances in the kitchen. That's a beautiful two-bedroom, two-bath, updated townhouse at 42 Abington Gardens for $115,000, and that's listed by Kristen Barone of our office.
Thank you. Realtor.com releases expectations for the 2017 housing market. Realtor.com says that first-time homebuyers are expected to account for at least half of the home buying market in the next year. If this happens, it will be an increase of nearly 20% from 2016. Millennials, those are the people that are aged 25 to 34, currently make up 61% of first-time homebuyers. They are growing tired of their current home, or they're getting married or cohabitating with a significant other, or they're looking for a safer area to reside. Overall, most homebuyers across all the different types of generations are seeking more privacy, and they're adjusting their family's needs and looking to grow their assets. Suburbs are the most wanted location. That's according to 43% of the first-time homebuyers. First-time homebuyers report that they would rather have a safe neighborhood and more living space, but do not want time-consuming landscaping. Overall, homeowners are searching for construction that's good quality. And overall, most potential homebuyers are looking for single-family homes, but nearly 40% of those first-time homebuyers want a townhouse or a row house. And what did you just talk about?
I just talked about a townhouse. Yes. You never have to do any of that.
The majority of the respondents are hoping to buy in the next 1 to 3 months, and that's 26% of the respondents. 22% of the respondents are hoping to buy in the next 10 months to a year, and 15% are hoping to buy in the next 13 to 18 months. While the lack of inventory, and we have it, there is a lack of inventory, is expected to remain throughout the year, affordability, down payment, and credit scores are also very concerning to potential buyers. But what's the biggest obstacle, would you guess?
Money.
The down payment. You're so right. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break.
What can a Century 21 agent do for you? They show your home, solve your problems, and pet your dog. They provide the service of a butler and the savvy of a business tycoon. They explain the market, love a good barbecue, and never drink milk from the carton, so invite one over. They do your homework, legwork, and sometimes yard work. Basically, they provide some TLC to YOU. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's JRUDDY.com.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy in with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Yes, and we're back.
And we're back with Andy Tay, regional manager with Orkin Pest Control.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello. How are you?
Great.
We're having a great discussion today. First half of the show, we talked about all different types of bees. Hornets, yellow jackets, honeybees, carpenter bees.
Yeah.
And wasps. Yeah. Okay. So now on to other things. So last show, we established my intense dislike for spiders.
Spiders, yeah.
Now, Pat has an intense dislike of what?
Stink bugs.
All right.
Stink bugs.
Let's talk about stink bugs.
Stink bugs.
Do you hate them worse than you hate me?
No.
No. Okay, good. Yeah, they're nasty critters.
Yes, they're nasty.
We get a lot of calls. They're a year-round bug now. They winter over.
In the wintertime, all of a sudden, boom, I haven't seen them recently, but they'll pop up in the house and they start flying and they're big.
They're big. Yeah, yeah.
And then Jackie starts screaming and oh my God.
Well, they're light.
They have a distinct look to them too. I mean, there's no question when you see a stink bug, you know what it is.
Yeah, it looks like a little police shield kind of.
Yes.
Yeah. Brownish in color. Yeah.
Are these another invasive species or have they always been here?
No, they are invasive. In fact, they're one of the few bugs that we know how we got them. And it's kind of crazy that we know how we got them. Anyway, they're native to Korea, Taiwan. They were shipped in packaging to Allentown, Pennsylvania from there. And they opened up these crates and bugs. And then the bugs started taking off. And they're just really nightmarish for our farmers. They eat a lot of crops, soybean, corn, fruits. So they'll just suck on that and just put a big brown spot on a pear or a peach and just kind of ruin it for these farmers. But they're becoming a huge issue with homeowners because they like to winter over in people's homes and just are going crazy.
And they like certain types of color of siding.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And they like...
I always found that amazing about...
So the light color siding of a house.
I'll be in a neighborhood... And they'll be all over one house, the next house they'll miss, and they'll be all over the next house. And I just find that fascinating. I'm sure the homeowners hate it, and I'm sorry if I'm...
Well, which colors do they like best?
The lighter, the tan.
The lighter, the tan, that's what they don't like the dark
stuff. The worms, yeah.
Okay.
And do they like the shaded side of the house or the sunny side of the house?
Sunny side.
Okay.
Always the sunny side.
The sunny
side.
Yeah.
No, they can be on all sides, but yeah, mostly the sunny side.
Okay. And then they come into the home through, like, if you have...
the air conditioner in a little bit too long in the fall.
The cracks and crevices. Yes. And that kind of leads me to one of the things that I always like to tell homeowners. Now, there's a lot we can do in the industry to help you with stink bugs, but one of the things we talk about is sealing, you know, gaps, cracks, and crevices. They can creep in to get into your house underneath that siding where it meets the block, you know, around windows. If you can use some sealants there, you can reduce the amount of stink bugs coming into your home and a lot of other critters.
Yeah, we had them come in through the air conditioner, and they were, and it was in the fall. I left the air conditioner in too long, and they were all in the curtains. There had to be 30 of them
in the folds of the curtains.
Folds of the curtains.
You couldn't see them looking at the when you were looking at the curtains.
Did they start to smell or
no? They didn't stink.
Yeah, sometimes they do in
but,
large numbers.
I have the central vac, and I went sucking them all up, and they were going right out the side of the house. But if I had a canister vac or a shop vac, it would have stunk up the place.
Well, yeah, and you, that smell that you're causing, they release that scent, that stink, will draw other stink bugs.
It will draw them in?
Draw them towards it, yes, wherever that stink is. So I found it interesting. You were talking about sucking them out, the central vac outside,
right,
and shredding these bugs through whatever grade or filtration system it is. You're actually spreading that smell all over the side of your house. Do you find you get more stink bugs?
No,
on
it might be the
house?
Neighbor because it's pointed right at his house.
Oh, he's calling you.
Yeah, he's there. Yeah. He doesn't listen.
Yeah. They are getting worse, though. Back in 2011, they were only found in 34 states. Within 1 year later, they were found in 40 states. Oh, so they're just spreading and getting to be horrendous. A lot of people don't realize how big of a plague they've gotten, but they're really a plague to a lot of farmers.
Are they a health concern?
The stink bugs, ladybugs, box setter bugs, all winter over in exterior walls, attics, around ductwork. And the real concern here is their fecal matter can pile up, and it's known it can set off asthma and allergy attacks. So something you don't want to have in your house in large numbers. Now, on the ones and twos, not so much of a big deal, but in larger numbers, yeah.
Who doesn't like to see a ladybug? Aren't they supposed to be good luck, too?
Oh,
now, the red ones, but there's another type of...
Yes, the orangish, yellowish,
yes.
Asian ladybug.
What are they?
Yeah.
Are they something new?
Well, that is something that we kind of brought on ourselves. Years ago, 30, 40 years ago, the state of Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture introduced those to our woodlands.
Beautiful.
The Asian ladybug. And they introduced them to control the gypsy moth larva. The gypsy moths used to do a tremendous amount of damage to our woodlands. And they used to spray and fog with planes just to try to control them. Well, the ladybugs, the Asian ladybugs, have done a tremendous job helping to reduce their population. So it was successful, but because they became a problem all their own. They invade homes to winter over in, again, your attics, your ductwork, your walls. And so now we're dealing with this very invasive ladybug species of insect that's coming into our homes. So there are a lot of things we can do. Again, you know, it's standard, just like stink bugs, sealing the gaps, cracks, and crevices is something you can do. Vacuuming, yeah, you can vacuum. But there are treatments now that are very helpful in reducing dramatically the ladybugs, box setter bugs, and stink bug populations.
Okay. How about centipedes?
Do you like those?
No,
does another one. She'll start to scream if she sees.
I had a customer once. This customer lived in this beautiful house. It was at least $500,000 home, maybe $1 million home. And I know you, but it was, and she had cleaning ladies. And she lived there for years. And she was sitting in her chair in her living room reading a book. And she watched this huge centipede. She said it was 3 inches long, run across the floor, run up the wall. Now, this was in her entryway, and she had a stairwell there. So it ran up the wall, two stories up the wall to the ceiling. And she said she saw it crawl across the ceiling about halfway, and then it fell. And it landed with a thud. That's what she said, a thud. And she said, that's it. I'm calling you. And she didn't care what it cost. She just didn't want to ever have to deal with these bugs again. She didn't want to see one centipede. And I told her, well, you probably won't see another one for a long time. But anyway, we set her up on a 4-time-a-year service, and she's been a customer ever since. And I know her blood pressure is lower now because she has us taking care of her home. But that's you? Is that you, Jackie?
That would be me. Yes.
Landed with a thud. I thought, oh, my God. Yeah. No, they creep me out. They can get quite large. In fact, in our area, we've seen them up to 4 inches long, and I've seen some nasty ones in crawl spaces.
What do they like? They like the dark?
They like the dark. They like to, they're a hunter variety of insect, the damp areas where other bugs are, and they will feed on other insects. You know, they'll actually feed sometimes on earthworms, too. But they do kill spiders, so, you know, in that way, I guess you could say in some ways they're beneficial because they kill other bugs, but I'm never really thrilled with that type of, it's only beneficial because it kills other bugs. Well, I don't want any bugs in my house.
Yeah, I don't.
So I don't want them, I don't want spiders, I just want them all gone and gone.
How many legs do they actually have?
Well, it varies as they grow, but they can have anywhere from 15 to 177 pairs of legs. So
it's
quite large pairs, so twice that, 30 to, what is that, 344, something like that, 354, I think it is. But they
do they bite?
Large.
And if they do, is it dangerous? Do they bite? Or are they dangerous?
They can bite. It's more defensive. They're not trying to seek somebody out to bite them. And we were talking about this last week with spiders. If they're hiding somewhere, because they're nocturnal, they mostly come out at night, but during the day, if they're hidden somewhere, underneath magazines, a toy or something like that, and you pick it up, it could bite you defensively. They do have a little venom. It's not considered harmful unless, well, you could be allergic, but it's more what we're concerned about is a dirty insect bite. You get that infection underneath your skin because you don't know what it was feeding on before it bit you. So you have to watch again for that red line or something out of the normal. Anything more than a little bump, you know, you should go to your doctor.
So what can a homeowner do to reduce the risk of having
centipedes? You know, and this is something that you can do something for. It's reducing moisture, reducing the dampness that encourages a multitude of insects that they feed on. Dehumidifiers are very beneficial. Keep that vegetation down around your home, the leaf litter, the debris. Keep things really kind of cleaned up so there's not a lot of hiding places. They live indoors, they live outdoors, so if you can discourage them around your home, you will help. But those are the two main things. Moisture, reduce the harbinger, the leaf litter, kind of reduce the clutter in your house will help too.
Thank you. Andy Tay, Regional Manager with Orkin Pest Control. Your contact info, please.
1-800-261-2847. Call for a free inspection. 1-800-261-2847.
Thank you so much for all of your time with us lately. We appreciate all the time you spent with us coming in and talking about these subjects that you are so well versed in.
I loved it. I always love meeting you and Pat. And hopefully it won't be a year before I'm back, but we'll see.
Well, we had fun. So you're always great to have. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a gorgeous, completely remodeled and updated 6-bedroom, 3-bath home at 122 Church Street, Ninan for $228,000. This home has an incredible kitchen with custom concrete countertops and stainless steel appliances. This home has hardwood floors, tile floors. It has new windows, a new heating system, and a new roof. It has 5 zones of heat. Now, this home was built for a contractor, so everything is, it's incredible. It also has a 2-car garage and a large pole barn in the back that I really liked. It's 42 by 40, and that's in the back of the house. So if you want a beautifully updated 6-bedroom, 3-bath home with a garage and a pole barn, give us a call about 122 Church Street, Ninan for $228,000, and that's listed by Megan Pazzamato of our office.
Thank you, Pat. You know, Andy, you said you enjoyed your time here with us, and we enjoyed you. Do you know what it's like to try to get guests for this show?
I have no idea.
It is sometimes just absolutely torture, and we are looking for guests just like you because you're an easy guest. You are.
We just point you in a direction.
Yes,
and
you're very knowledgeable. You're very excited about
bugs.
Your topic. Okay, you know it. Who knows? And who can talk about it better than you, right? So, but there are so many people I have to just beg
to come on the show. Really?
Well, I don't know
like
why.
I'm doing
you're
you
so
a,
pleasant.
Like they're doing me a favor coming on here. Wait a minute, buddy.
Yeah.
We're going to get all this airtime.
Free.
For free. Right. You're our
free.
Guest.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. You know,
I know you do a wonderful job of delivering an exceptional message. So we appreciate you. During the week, remember to call us at 344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. And always remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.